Hello, y'all. This is Scott Merrick from the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach with...
Music for today's podcast is provided by Podshow Podsafe Music Network.
We start the story when Mom met Dad and they danced all night and he took her home. It might have been all the wine they had, but they rolled the dice and won your genome.
We are here today with Vicki Hanick and Melinda Cohen from the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital Genetic Counseling Center. We're going to chat about all kinds of things, including what is it exactly that they do.
And mainly, I guess, what we want to talk about today is sort of, well, a lot of things. you guys are fantastic contributors to the interactive video conferencing program at the Center for Science Outreach. You've done your programs a number of different ways for a number of different ages of students, right? Or do you normally gear for high school students?
We're more geared for high school, I think. But if we know that we're speaking to a junior high school, we try to word things a little differently. You know, mm-hmm. The same slides usually, but we just try to do the non-prepared stuff slightly differently.
You gear for different age levels, right? But mainly for high school.
Right.
And you can sort of customize it for the junior high school students. It's not the kind of material that the very youngest of students, the younger elementary school students, would probably glean much from, do you think?
We'd have to redesign it quite a bit, I think. We're trying to get them to, in some of the programs, to look at some ethical issues, mm-hmm. You know, to just to think about things, try to think about how things are not just cut and dried. I think the younger the kids are, the less they would be really able to do that.
Absolutely, and I've had the pleasure of looking at some of your PowerPoints, and I haven't had the chance to view an entire presentation yet. The PowerPoints are quite detailed, and you just inhabit the gray area of your entire lives and your entire careers here are
very
based
gray.
Are based in a gray, and I'm grayer than either of you. But
we have help. No. I wasn't going to.
What's it like to have a job that, you know, you're constantly having to evaluate and make decisions ethically?
Well, I don't think every single minute. We're not evaluating every minute. I mean, there's, you know, little gaps there, which is nice. But, you know, I think it's very stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we try to be objective in terms of things that we present to families so that we can be as unbiased as possible. And so we try to not bias them any more than we can help.
I mean, you certainly have your own opinions, I guess, and you have to sort of back those out of the equation a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
As much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's our goal, anyway, to just try to be real open and, you know, here are the options, and some of these are, you may or may not find these acceptable. Or
one of the fun parts of this video conference is the opportunity to talk to different classrooms in completely different geographic locations. I mean, obviously we can't do that, visit a school in Kansas. Logistically, it doesn't work for a half hour, 45 minutes. But to have three different classrooms from three different geographic locations is really fun.
I've experienced that too. I facilitated the Dyer interactive video conferences for 3 years and sort of got that started up there. And we actually did a presentation to a classroom in Turkey.
Ooh.
Have you all done any international ones?
No.
I bet that you will. But another thing I hear is that the Center for Science Outreach is doing work that's not really being done elsewhere. And we're offering free connections with experts who are actually working scientists. And there are content providers like museums and science centers and the like are doing presentations for students, but they're charging a fee for them. And nobody's really doing what we're doing. That's another thing about the video conferencing. I mean, get a group of kids in a room like that and they're talking to the television set.
Occasionally one or two don't realize that the camera's looking back at them.
Mm-hmm.
So I had one class where there was this young lady in the back row, and throughout the 30 minutes or so of the presentation, she changed her hairstyle 2 dozen times. I think the teacher spoke to her after the fact.
Well, I'm sure that you see a lot of tragedy in your work. Do you have a story you might be able to share that might be somewhat uplifting?
And, you know, I think one thing that that's, can be uplifting is, you know, I've seen families that have two or three handicapped kids or one child who's very, very handicapped, mm-hmm. and to see their devotion and, you know, their... And not that every family is or optimistic, but, you know, there's many families, I think, that are a real inspiration to us when you think, wow, if they can make it, you know, look what they're doing in their situation, and I'm whining about mine. You know, this is amazing. And then there's the families, like there's some families that have adopted multiple handicapped children, you know, that, and they're so good with them, and they're, you know, they're so generous, and, you know, you think, wow, you know, that's amazing that there are such people that, you know, that can be so giving of themselves.
Well, walking through the Children's Hospital was an experience. This is quite a place.
Oh, it's impressive. It's impressive.
I was just looking at the people as I was walking through, and I don't know, there's a good vibe over here.
There's a very good vibe.
I think it's a phenomenal sense of community. I think everybody's here for that child or the family to help them. So it's a very good place to be.
I want to really thank you guys for first of all, for working so hard with the interactive video conferencing program at the Center for Science Outreach, because that's really important. And I want to thank you for the podcast, which may not be so important, but it's fun.
Our pleasure.
So. Alrighty.
That's it for Snacks for the Brain, episode 30. As always, check out the show notes at snacksforthebrain.blogspot.com for more information, more links, and check out the website at www.vanderbilt.edu/CSO for all kinds of wonderful things the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach folks are doing to connect working research scientists with K-12 students in classrooms worldwide. See ya!
DNA, baby, that spells DNA. Get the cancer if it says G-T-C-A-C-G-A-C-A-G-G. Then you shouldn't eat shrimp or nuts if it says G-A-C-A-C-A-T-A-T-C-C-G-T. Then you probably wish that you didn't know.
So I'm just leaving the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital and heading down the street. Actually, I'm stepping out into the garden. And it's quite a lovely place.